ti, Padre della vita, principio sin principio, summa bondade eterna luz, con el Hijo y el Espíritu, honor y gloria, alabanza y gratitud por los siglos sin fin.
Amen. 20th March 2020, Father's Message, Part 11. Love pays for everything. The words of our Father. My dear children, I have lavished these gifts upon you with special graces for 20 centuries. But with what miserable results! How many of my creatures, who become children of my love through my Son, have quickly thrown themselves into the eternal abyss? Truly, they have not known my infinitive goodness. I love you so very much. You, at least, who know that I myself am coming to talk to you, to make you aware of my love for your own sake, do not throw yourselves over the precipice. I'm your Father. Is it possible that having called me your Father and having shown your love for me, you could find in me such an insensitive heart as to let you perish? No, don't believe it. I'm the best of fathers. I know my creature's weakness. Come to me, come with confidence and love. I will forgive you after you have repented. Even if your sins were as repulsive as mud, your confidence and your love will make me forget them, so you will not be judged. I'm just, it's true. But love pays for everything. Listen, my children, let us make a comparison and you will be assured of my love. For me, your sins are like iron and your acts of love like gold. If you gave me 1,000 pounds of iron, it would not be like giving me just 10 pounds of gold. In other words, with just a little love, great iniquities can be expiated. So much for the Father's words. It is very clear to me that we are all, in a way, mentally and emotionally affected by the present plague, which threatens to affect all countries. But it is a good thing that not all thoughts revolve around the present situation, but that we can also become free again in the Lord. It is indeed a plague of apocalyptic proportions that we are currently experiencing. That is why I will also come back to this subject again and again. But the focus of the daily speeches should be on the spiritual themes from which we receive comfort in the Holy Spirit, which is always important, but especially in such uncertain times when all earthly certainties are questioned and people are invited to place their hope in God alone. The text today gives us every reason to do so. Our Father does not hide from us, first of all, that the response of people is very poor, considering all that the Lord does and has done for us. Even if these words had been spoken many decades ago, the Lord could hardly say anything else today. And it is true. The most glorious spiritual goods are offered to man, and what does he make out of them? Shouldn't the fire that the Lord wants to bring to the earth already be burning? Could there not be true peace among men? What do we see instead? In taking such a critical look, we must not make the mistake of looking at other people. It is important to look at ourselves. How do I deal with the grace of God? Does it work in my heart? Do I become another human being in Christ? There is enough reason for self-examination. We don't need to be afraid of it, but we should ask in openness to go our own way better. The words of the Lord are the words of a loving Father, who knows very well that we do not yet really know His love enough. If we did, we would burn to proclaim and witness our loving Father everywhere. Instead, people are in danger of even getting lost or throwing themselves into the abyss, as the above text says. This is what God wants to prevent, and He invites us to have the courage to always come to Him, no matter how ugly our sins are and what unwholesome things we discover in our hearts. Even if it hurts that we fall behind what we could actually do with the grace of the Lord, this is no reason to hide from God. On the contrary, we should approach Him, even with the grace of a contrite heart. God does not only want to forgive us, He is waiting for us so that He can show His love. And then the Lord again adapts to our way of thinking in the text. Justice is irrevocable and the foundation for a true life. But through the words of the Lord, it is again surpassed by His mercy. The Father then gives us an example that everybody can understand. With a little love, therefore, tremendous outrages can be stopped. What an invitation for us human beings! No one must be lost. No one must fall into the abyss. All can come to God, even if they have done terrible things. Such is our Father, if only people would understand this properly.
Today we hear a short prayer written by St. John Paul II in Spanish language that says, "To you, the Father of life, the beginning without beginning, the supreme goodness and eternal light, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, be all glory, praise, and thanksgiving forever and ever. Amen."
A ti, Padre de la vida, principio sin principio, suma bondad y eterna luz, con el Hijo y el Espíritu, honor y gloria, alabanza y gratitud por los siglos sin fin. Principio sin principio, suma bondad.